Shalom Aleichem, Rabotai. The Mishnah Yomi is continuing in the third perek of Maaser Sheni. Right now we're at Mishnah Vav, Peirot Shenigmara Melochton, produce that's fully processed. This Gmar Melocha is a term of art that we've discussed extensively in Maaserot and in Truma, and once produce is done, basically it's done, then it's Tevel, and the tithes need to be separated. Ve'avru b'toruch Yerushalayim, and this produce passed through Jerusalem. Yachzor Maaser Sheni Shelahen V'yachol b'Yerushalayim. So he has to take back the Maaser Sheni, meaning he's going to have to separate the tithes. He was just traveling through Yerushalayim with Tevel, with untithed finished produce. Now he's going to have to separate the tithes and take the Maaser Sheni back to Yerushalayim. Shelo Nigmar Malachton, produce that's not finished yet. It's not fully processed. Sole anovim legot, sole tenim le mukse. He's taking baskets of grapes to the press, or he's taking baskets of figs to muksa. Now, muksa is a concept we know from Shabbos, but muksa literally means the designated place to set aside the tenim to dry. So muksa really means like set aside or put out of mind, out of sight, out of mind. That's kind of the way to understand muksa of Shabbos also. Beit Shammai omrim yachzur maaser sheni shelahen v'yachol b'Yerushalayim. Beit Shammai says, even though it's not done, once you finish it up, once you've processed it, you've pressed it or you've dried it, you have to take that maaser sheni right back to Yerushalayim. Beit Hillel omrim yipodei v'yachol b'kol mekom. So Beit Hillel says, well, even though it passed through Yerushalayim, it passed through when it was not processed yet. So he's taken it to a wine press or a muksa area outside of Yerushalayim. He's finished it, processing it now. He doesn't have to take the crop itself back to Jerusalem. He can be podayet on money, then take the money to Yerushalayim and buy his shlamim and his wine there. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda omer meshum Rabbi Yossi. So he brings another understanding of this halacha. Lo nechloku beit shammai beit hillel al peyot shlo nigmar melachta. He says the machlokes beit shammai beit hillel is not by unfinished produce. Sheyapode maaser sheni shelahem v'yachol b'kol mekom. That they would agree that if it was unfinished and went through Yerushalayim, you are allowed to redeem it onto money and eat that produce anywhere. Alma nechleku, when do they disagree? El peyot shenigmar melachton. When we have gemar melacha and it's tevel, but we just have not separated the tithes yet. That's where they have a machlokas. Shebeit Shammai omrim yachzar maaser sheni shelahem v'yachol Yerushalayim. That Beit Shammai is machmir, and we would consider it as if the tithes were separated out, even though lemaisa they're not yet separated. So he has to bring it back to Yerushalayim. And he cannot be podet onto coins. And he says you can still redeem it on coins because the Maisa, the tithes, were not yet separated. Vadamai, the Mishnah concludes, Nichnas Yosef Nifteh. Now, Damai is a suffix if it's actually Chayev in Maaser Sheni because maybe, probably, the Amarts did take it. So he could go in and go out because it's merely a suffix. And this is a Din Derabonin, apparently, suffix Derabonin Lekula. Mishnah Zion, Rabotei. The Mishnah Zion is going to remind us, we'll see, of the last Mishnah in Maaserot, of the last Masech that we did. That it turns out that last Mishnah in Maaserot follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who worries about branches. And let's see how this one holds here, like the Chachamim. Ilan she'omed bifnim v'note l'chutz. A tree that's planted inside Yerushalayim, but the branches, at least some of the branches, are stretching over the wall to the outside. Omed b'chutz, or it's planted outside, v'note l'fnim, it's stretching into Yerushalayim. So what's the din of the fruits on these branches? Mi k'neged achom l'fnim k'lifnim. If it is over the wall, or inside the wall, it's mamish as if it's inside Yerushalayim, can't be taken out. Mi k'neged achom l'chutz k'lichutz. If it's over the outside of the wall, it's going outside, then it's considered outside. So the fruits from that outside part of the tree, they could be redeemed out the money, and if someone's sitting on the branch of that tree, they can't eat their maaser sheni, because even though the trunk's in Yerushalayim, the branch where they're sitting is not. The Mishnah brings a similar matzav, batei habodim. So the base habad, not habad, but the bad is the press, shepitchehen lifnim, that they're opening, the entrance to this press room is inside Yerushalayim, v'chololon l'chutz. But the actual room itself where the press is outside. So what we're looking at is sort of a structure that's built onto the wall of Yerushalayim, and they made an opening you could get from Yerushalayim itself, from the inside, into this Beit Chabad, into this press room, but the room itself is outside. O shebitchehen lechutz, or the entrance is actually outside of the walls of Yerushalayim, v'cholon lifnim, but the room itself is built into the wall and is considered inside Yerushalayim. So it's sort of this in-between status. Beit Shammai omrim hakol klifnim. He says everything is like within. Beit Hillel omrim mikneged hachomav lifnim klifnim. If the actual press itself is inside the wall or further inside, then it's like being in Yerushalayim. Mikneged hachomav lechutz kilechutz. But the actual press itself is outside, it's like outside. Now this matters if somebody's pressing his grapes and wants to have a taste. He's pressing his grapes of Maaser Sheni. He brought his Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim, and he found a press room. And what happened was the entrance was in Yerushalayim. So it's great, wonderful in Yerushalayim. And the building itself, the press itself, is actually standing outside. So then he couldn't taste his grape juice, his fresh wine, as he's pressing it, because Lamaisa, the press itself is outside, according to Beis Hillel. According to Beis Shammai, we can make a hashgafic point that as long as you're open to Yerushalayim, and you're trying to connect to Yerushalayim, then even if lamaisa you're outside right now, you have a shaychus, you have a connection, you're building a kesher to Yerushalayim. Chazak v'ruch, shkoyach rabosai.